Penguin Audiobooks presents The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank. Edited by Otto H. Frank and Miriam Pressler. Translated by Susan Massotti and read by Helena Bonham Carter. Forward. Anne Frank kept a diary from the 12th of June 1942 to the 1st of August 1944. Initially, she wrote it strictly for herself. Then, one day in 1944, Gerrit Bolkestein, a member of the Dutch government in exile, announced in a radio broadcast from London that after the war he hoped to collect eyewitness accounts of the suffering of the Dutch people under the German occupation, which could be made available to the public. As an example, he specifically mentioned letters and diaries. Impressed by this speech, Anne Frank decided that when the war was over, she would publish a book based on her diary. She began rewriting and editing her diary, improving on the text, omitting passages she didn't think were interesting enough and adding others from memory. At the same time, she kept up her original diary. In the scholarly work The Diary of Anne Frank, the critical edition, 1989, Anne's first unedited diary is referred to as version A to distinguish it from her second edited diary, which is known as version B. The last entry in Anne's diary is dated the 1st of August 1944. On the 4th of August 1944, the eight people hiding in the secret annex were arrested. Miep Gies and Beb Voskuil, the two secretaries working in the building, found Anne's diaries strewn all over the floor. Miep Gies tucked them away in a desk drawer for safekeeping. After the war, when it became clear that Anne was dead, she gave the diaries, unread, to Anne's father, Otto Frank. After long deliberation, Otto Frank decided to fulfill his daughter's wish.